Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel, who is the new president at Mill Creek, a Tulsa, Oklahoma-based flooring dealer. Gary, how you doing?
Kim, I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, it's great to talk to you, and I wanted to tell our listeners, give an update about what's going on with you. We'll get into some of the details. Let's cover a little background first. You started out after school being a professional basketball player in Paris, right?
Basketball professional.
Okay. So you speak French too, I see.
No, not really. That's all I know.
Okay. Well, and I think you spent almost 19 years at Nebraska Furniture Mart as the director of flooring. Then you went down to Bob's Carpet and Flooring on the west coast of Florida. Now you're at Mill Creek in Tulsa, Oklahoma, right?
That's correct.
And let's talk a little bit about Mill Creek. They go to market with two different names, I believe. They've got, 10 locations under the Mill Creek name and then 4 or 5 locations under Peaks. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Currently, we've got 16 locations total.
It's a wide Midwestern coverage area. You've got Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Norman, Galveston, Muskogee, Grove, Wichita, Joplin, Missouri, and then those stores down around Dallas, right?
That is correct.
So the fact that you go to Wichita means you go all the way over. You compete a little bit with Cap Carpets because that's his base, right?
Yeah, Wichita is a very competitive market. You got Cap, you have Star. I mean, those are two of the larger competitors there. I mean, every market we're in right now is, the competition's pretty stout.
Yeah, and you have Grigsby right there in Tulsa, right?
Grigsby, they're great people, great operation, and I think they actually, as a competitor, help make that market pie bigger so that we can get more sales out of that area.
And as you go back further in the history of Mill Creek, you can look at their logo to see that I believe they started out, had several lumber yards, and got into flooring in, I believe, 1992. Is that correct?
That's correct. I like to refer to Mill Creek Carpet, Tile, and Flooring as the house that Jack built, referring to Jack Rodden. He's the person that actually started the Mill Creek Carpet, Tile, and Flooring business, as an add-on to their lumber business. And he's the person solely responsible for growing the business to what it is today.
Okay. And he's recently stepped down, and that's given you this opportunity? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that is exactly what happened.
And I guess there's a Dunn family that's the owner of all this?
Yes. This is the third generation. Jeff Dunn, he is in charge of not only the flooring, but the lumber and the millwork operations that comprise Mill Creek.
So if you were going to describe the flooring piece of their business, is this the middle to upper end full service business? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think that would probably be a pretty good description. I mean, middle to upper end, we service both retail, builder, and commercial, and we've got a pretty good share in all three of those components, and I think that's healthy, given, how the economies fluctuate back and forth and cycle. I think having a good mix is very important.
Mm-hmm. And as you step into 2015 and you step into what Jack has left you, talk about a couple of the core initiatives that you have for this year.
Well, I mean, 2014, I think if you survey everybody across the country, I mean, you're going to see a lot of up and down. But I will tell you, at Mill Creek, we finished the last part of the year really strong, and we have a lot of good initiatives, both from a builder commercial standpoint as well as retail. I think the first quarter, at least where we're located, is going to be very, very strong.
Now, we do a listing of our top 100 retails in Floor Focus, and in the November issue, we had Mill Creek at number 62. At around $32 million. That's always our estimate. I'm telling you, it's a pretty big operation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good size operation. I think we'll have some aggressive growth plans this year.
Now, one of the things, Gary, I've always enjoyed interviewing you. You're one of those people that seems to be always learning. You don't see learning as being a destination, but a voyage. So this is just another new challenge for you, isn't it?
You're right. Everywhere I go, I like to learn something. It's just like when I go to market or to a conference, I have to walk away with 1 or 2 actionable ideas that I can go back and share with the entire team. And at Mill Creek, when I stepped in this first month, I stepped in and I was learning some new things that I had not known before, which good for me. And, and hopefully I'll be able to bring some new things to the table that will help expand their awareness and their business as well.
Well, the two previous retailers that you worked for were NFA members, and all the NFA guys are big in advertising. They're big in building store traffic. And I guess Mill Creek is very similar to that, right?
We would make a perfect fit for the NFA. Unfortunately, we're surrounded by NFA members, but yeah, we're heavy into advertising, heavy into promotion, big focus on customer service and trying to build our relationship with our customer, creating a lifetime customer versus just a one-time shot. So I would say we're very similar, yes.
Now, will you be going to services this year?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
I know you haven't been at Mill Creek very long, but as you plan to go to services, are there a few key things that you're looking for?
There's a couple categories, Kemp, that we're very anxious to expand our presence. The LVT market is one of them. We continue to see growth in that, and we've done very well with limited suppliers. And so we're going to explore what other options in terms of product variety are out there and expand that business. And we're going to continue to hone in on our wood business, which has been growing at a pretty fantastic rate, not losing sight of carpet and tile and laminate or any other category, but those are two, we think, very big growth categories for 2015.
Well, congratulations on your new role as president of Mill Creek. Again, been talking to Gary Sissel, who's the new president of Mill Creek based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.